right, joining us now is a veteran of the food scene here in Savannah. His name is Stephen Morgan. He's an old pal. We cross paths here, there, and everywhere, and I always love to talk shop with people on the scene and get a different perspective on what people are eating and liking lately. First of all, welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm fantastic, Jesse. Thank you so much for having me on today.
My pleasure. You've been keeping cool. It's about 195 degrees out there.
Yeah. The humidity's pretty nice as well, so keeps us refreshed. We've been fortunate here this year, but summer's finally here.
Pretty nice, he says, for the humidity. I was shooting a national show that came through town, and we were outside about 80% of the time, and everybody, they're from California and New York, they were dying, and I was warm. But I felt so badly for some of those people. Oh, it's just so, it can, if you're not prepared for it or used to it, the weather around here can be brutal. How long have you been in Savannah?
I'm coming up on my 9-year anniversary. I absolutely love the city so much. I moved here from outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And I tell people I wasn't here, but I got here as fast as I could. It's definitely what I consider my home.
9 years. That's a solid run so far. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you'd been here that long. What brought you here? What attracted you to Savannah?
I was here for the first time in 2001. I came here. I knew nothing about Savannah. I've never written read the book on it. And I was dropped at this parlor level cocktail party, hanging out with a woman by the name of Nancy Hillis, who was Mandy in the book, or Nancy in the book, and Mandy, and just eccentric people all around. By the time I went to bed that night, I thought, I'm going to live here one day. This is a crazy place. And I've been visiting ever since and just studying up on, I love the history of Savannah, I love the people of Savannah, and just, I never feel more comfortable than when I'm just within the city limits. It's this peace that I love.
I wish I could tell you that I have not had similar experiences with similar eccentric people, not Nancy, but others. And this goes back many, many years before I was a father, and you meet people here, and it's just this comfortable, you know, let's be honest, drink in your hand, just, you know, everybody just is nice and welcoming, and we're hanging out, having a few cocktails and talking about perhaps history or your background or whatever. And it's just this simple, laid back attitude. Would you agree with that?
I do. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My second visit here, I was sitting outside of Sixpence Pub, and this man pulls up with his dog in an old beat-up Mercedes. He gets out with a beer in his hand, sits down. The waitress comes out with a dog bowl, a Stella, and another beer, pours the Stella in the dog bowl. The man drinks his new beer. The dog drinks his beer. They get in the car and drive off. If that's not a laid-back place, I don't know what is.
I don't know that there are too many stories out there more Savannah than that one. Wow. But for those who are listening who don't understand what Savannah is, scenes like that get repeated. Not dogs drinking beer, but just like, what the hell was that?
Exactly.
All the time.
Every single day you see something and go, oh yeah, that's Savannah.
Yeah, yeah. So if you've been here 9 years, you got here just as the food scene started to pop. I like to call the summer of 2014 as our Renaissance summer. That was when Collins Quarter opened in Trailer Park, and later that year, the Gray and Pachi and
the Florence.
And the Florence, yeah. So many restaurants popped that summer of 14. That was 9 summers ago. Obviously, you saw that happening. You worked in the industry for a hot minute. Where do you think we are as a food city right now?
I think we're in a really good place. Things are coming along. You see what's going on over at the mansion and the restaurant they're going to have. I think that is going to be wonderful and so close to downtown.
Yeah.
We're just in a great place. I don't know what happened with Folklore. I had not made it over there yet, but I'd heard amazing things. But aside from maybe that location, I think we're heading, we're going well.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I think we're starting to see a little bit of depth with a couple of, you know, two places with Asian, great Asian food, or, you know, whatever depth you, however you want to describe it. I think we're expanding a little bit. I like what we're seeing. Do you have some favorite spots where you like to eat around town?
You know, you can never go wrong with just Garibaldi's. It's been there for a while, but I remember going in there years ago and having one of the best red snapper dishes I ever had. It was just special that they had that night, and it still stands out. You always feel comfortable going in. You sit up at the bar, listen to Charlie's BS.
Yeah. He'll love to hear you say that. That's funny.
No, it's great. You know, every woman that walks in with a man, it's like, hey, sir, nice of you to bring your daughter to dinner tonight. And you know you're going to hear it six times, but yep. It's funny every time.
Yep. For those who aren't familiar, Charlie is a staple. He's part of the furniture practically at Garibaldi's behind the bar. He's one of the best. He's one of the best old school bartenders in the city, if not the best. And it's always a show when you sit at Charlie's bar. And then there's the food, like you said, at Garibaldi, which is fantastic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Another spot I love, and that's the Garage. Chef Todd, I met him when we were together at Fitzroy years ago. And I had chefs before that I've really put on a pedestal and like, all right, nobody's ever going to beat them. And I meet Chef Todd, just this laid back, chill, and he puts out some of the best food you could ever come up with. When we were at Fitzroy, he had a dish. It was a tofu dish that I would come to work craving. I knew I would order it that night. And I would have never thought I would be craving tofu. But it is magic. It's great. I went to the Garage last night. It's blistered shishito with a chili crunch oil appetizer. Off the charts.
Very nice. Yeah, Todd's on the rise. You know, Guy Fieri came through. He told me he got a call to be on Grocery Games. I guess that's the name of that show where they run through the supermarket. And so hopefully... you know, continued good things for Todd. Where do you like to go on a weekend if you're getting out of town? You have a road trip place you like to sit and look at water or anything?
No, I don't really get out of town. If I do, basically, if I'm going out of town, I'm running up to Bluffton and eating at Farm.
Yeah. You
go to Charleston, and The Ordinary is just.
Yeah,
absolutely a remarkable restaurant up there.
It really is. I had opportunity to eat there for the first time back last winter while I was writing my book on the Charleston food scene, and it was well worth the hour and 15 wait where I had to sit in Bar Felix next door drinking espresso martinis waiting for a table, waiting for a seat at the bar next door at The Ordinary, because they wouldn't let you wait in The Ordinary at the bar because it's all seating for dinner. So I went next door, and thankfully their little buzzers reach next door, so that worked out well. What would you like to see that we don't have yet here on Savannah's food scene?
I went in a place on Broughton Street the other day that I was recommended to go to. And have you been to Bowls and Bubbles?
I did when they first opened.
That is a really neat little lunch spot.
Yeah.
It's like a poke bowl versus a meat Subway.
Yeah.
And if you're looking for something, you know, cheap, fast, and good quality, that's amazing. You get to pick your rice, pick your proteins, and then run it through the garden. It was just... so fun to me. I mean,
relatively healthy. No, I agree. Few things downtown are because they're targeting, you know, people come to Savannah looking for what they're looking for.
Exactly.
Very cool. Well, part of the reason why I wanted to spend a few minutes with you, I saw the other day that you've started a new venture. How long, before we get into your new tour company, tell us how long you worked in food and beverage here in Savannah. I would assume most of the 9 years you were here, but how long did you work in F&B before this?
Repeat that one more time. I'm sorry.
How long have you worked in the food and beverage industry as a whole?
As a whole, let's see. I got into it around 2009.
Oh, wow. Okay. So about 15 years.
The majority of the time was in private clubs. I worked for a company called McConnell Golf in North Carolina. And then I spent 5 years as a clubhouse manager out at the Landings.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
That was my first venture. And then I wanted to kind of move to just keep it in downtown. And then COVID happened, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen then. And that's whenever I took the opportunity out at the deck at Tybee. And it was so much fun spending a summer out at Tybee.
And that was when we met.
Yep. Yep.
That was my daughter's high school graduation.
That was it. Yep. The weather turned out great. It was a perfect night.
Yep, it sure was. So now, obviously, hospitality, a stronghold in your background, led you to create this tour company. Tell us what you're up to.
Well, years ago, I met a gentleman. He and his wife would come to town at least once or twice a year, named Ben Clayton. He's a author from Iowa. And he and his wife fell in love with Savannah, and we would meet up every time they came into town. And he moved into town about a year ago and was talking about doing a tour company. We're going to do a tour company. And his Clayton Artistry is his company. He's an artist, writer, and he opened up this company called House of Clayton. And he says, we're going to do walking tours. And I was helping him prep it and get ready because we love just bouncing facts back and forth to each other that, you know, I didn't know and he didn't know, and helping each other learn. And I had the opportunity to start up with him, and I get to share my love of Savannah and the history of Savannah with tour visitors. And it's really fun. I mean, I'm a people person, and I get to walk through downtown. We've got a walking tour. It's history tour. And it's just so much fun sharing my love and passion with people that are interested. So many of the tour guides or tours that you see, you hear them walking by with either the worst fake South accent you've ever heard, or you hear them just monotonally reading off of a script, and there's just no true passion behind it. And that's what we provide, because we really do love what we do, and we love people. And it's just a great opportunity.
Sounds awesome. Do you have just one tour? Do you have different types of tours?
We currently have one tour. We call it Behind the Plaques. We walk around downtown and we talk about the plaques that you see, the squares, the history. But then we talk about stories that are behind the plaques, stuff, a deeper dive into the history. Like everybody knows the Jingle Bells Church on Troop Square. But they don't realize that that was actually dismantled and moved. It used to sit across the street from, or across Oglethorpe Square from the Owens Thomas House. But whenever it was purchased by a congregation that they didn't feel belonged in the neighborhood, the congregation disassembled it and moved it where it is now. But there's no plaque that says that.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah. There's so many stories like that wow. Just the truth. And you know, we are working on putting together a ghost tour because there's a market for that. If people ask me about ghosts and everything, I'll recommend a tour company, or, you know, I'll talk about some things that have happened to me. The mansion was a lot of fun, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
We're working on others. We're working on a midnight tour. If midnight does hit Broadway, I know there's going to be a pull for that.
Yeah.
And kind of interesting. The gentleman that filmed it, cannot think of his name. He was in Monterey Square again yesterday.
Oh, Clint Eastwood?
Exactly. So yeah. He hadn't been back since he filmed Midnight 25
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are chatting with Stephen Morgan. He is a local tour company operator, tour guide here in Savannah. The name of the tour group is?
House of Clayton.
House of Clayton. Tell us how big are these tours? Because you see some of the more personal ones, and then you see these big mobs of people walking around. How big are your groups usually?
We go 8 to 10. 8 to 10 people. It's a 2-hour tour walking, 2 miles. And it really bothers me whenever I see those big tours, because they're not going to get, you're not going to learn anything. If you're in a group of 34, I counted that the other day.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it. We want to keep it small and intimate and personal.
Very cool. I like that.
That way we can, cater to everybody's interests. We start off by saying, you know, what do you do? What are you interested in? And we might adjust our script to cater to their interests and their passions. Yeah. We had a gentleman the other night, and he was an older gentleman, and he graduated from SCED years ago, but he teaches stained glass. So we were able to talk about a lot of the stained glass and how they're changing at the Lutheran Church of the Ascension on Wright Square. They're pulling the covering off the stained glass right now. So you can see one of the windows and how intricate they are. But, you know, knowing that about him, I was able to assist with that and show pieces of stained glass that people walk by every day and don't even notice.
That's,
you're not
going to
get that in a group of 34.
No, you're just not. That's awesome. That's awesome. Tell us where people can find you.
Houseofclayton.com. We're on Facebook and Instagram. If you just look up House of Clayton, love for you to like us and follow us. We try to stay pretty active on there. We've got a 10:30 tour, a 2:30 tour, and a 6 p.m. tour.
Nice. Perfect.
And that's 7 days a week. And if anybody's interested in something more personal, or if you want a different time, we're extremely flexible. You can give us a call or email reservations@houseofclayton.com.
Well, it sounds like a plan. Stephen Morgan, yeah. Thank you so much, sir, for taking a few minutes. We've got the Red Snapper Garibaldi, if it's ever there. We've got Bowls and Bubbles on Broughton Street. And you want to give a quick plug to any one last bit of food before we go?
Well, two things, actually. I've picked up a gig at Bird's Cookies during the day, just something for some insurance. And
nice.
And still I get to work with the visitors to Savannah on a daily basis. And we're coming up on our 100th anniversary.
Very cool. Love those cookies.
Still family owned. It's a really good company.
Really good cookies.
But another big thing coming is Chef Chris Frith with Smash Savannah.
Yeah.
It's an amazing food truck, but he's opening up a brick and mortar.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun to see that come along.
Nice. Very good. Yeah, I need to give him a shout and see what he's up to. I saw that that was happening, so I'm excited for him. They're fabulous burgers.
Yeah, he's good people. I worked with him about 3 years ago for a bit.
Nice.
And he cares.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you so much, sir, for taking a few minutes. Stephen Morgan with House of Clayton Tours. And a local foodie. I don't like that word, but there's no other real word to describe people who love food. I think the foodie word jumped the shark, but I mean, you know, I get people tell me all the time, I'm a foodie. No, you're not. You just like to eat a lot. Stop it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Well, why are you holding a Paula Deen bag?
Right. On that note, thank you, sir. You have a wonderful weekend, and I'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Have a safe holiday,
sir. All right.
Sir.
Take care, you too. Bye-bye.